So where will women go on Thursday who have their third child or marry into another family to become one, or they have an accident, they have a loss of wages, there's a drop in earnings, that have to claim child tax credit after Thursday will only get for two children? So this policy, in my opinion anyway, has been dreamt up by people who have no understanding or empathy for rape, domestic abuse, or violence to its victims. And the main concern, and I went to see Women's Aid during the week, they refused to take this part in this today. But even up until today, even though the policy is coming into force on Thursday, nobody has had training. So if a woman gets pregnant through rape now, where is she going? Nobody has had training to deal with this, and yet they are going to pass judgment on that woman as to whether she can get money or not. Many women, unfortunately, also who are experiencing domestic abuse and violence can be forced to have sex, and a pregnancy can come from that within a relationship and within marriage. To be able to get your tax credits, you will have to leave that partner. Anybody that knows anything about domestic violence and abuse knows that's the most dangerous time for any woman to leave a relationship. And so it's just going to be a really difficult time for so many people. The other thing is, what about if a woman feels that she needs to terminate the pregnancy? You know, is that going to increase abortion? What about the families whose religious beliefs are against birth control and are against abortion? They've got two choices. If they don't report that they're raped, they're going to be living in poverty. You could have a family. You know, I've got seven children myself, but I've always been able to receive child tax credits, and I've always worked. But what about if I'd lost my job and been trying to bring those children up? This policy presumes poverty arises out of faulty individual choices rather than faulty political decision-making and ideologically driven socio-economic policies. This policy is offensive. It undermines human dignity by treating children as a commodity and something that people can do without. Your child will be classed officially within the social security system or the Inland Revenue system as a child of rape so that you can get money for that child.